Skin amplifies the hoovering from your chakra and you build up vril within your body, until your body has his shape in vril, until you cannot hoover more. Eliza, what's hoover? An axe. Hoover equals taking from outside to inside by void flow. Hoover, taking inside what is outside. When your body becomes saturated with vril, your little light device can light up. And it is no EU being a generator, transmitter for vril. Water is important, it amplifies the flow. You need water if you work with your biological body. This is a lot of work. When you finish, you just release the vril, you close the vortex. It stops spinning and it closes. And all this energy you have piled up and fed your body with, is released out into the environment. But while you have it, Dharma with your mind to a target, you can send it here too. The vril you have stored by transfer resonance. You can transfer this stored vril to a target, anywhere, where you can be connected in this universe. You need a connection. You cannot send it to a planet in a different galaxy, if you do not have a link resonance with someone, something alive there. Now we do the same with storage devices, crystals. Crystals do not have a mind, you are the mind and the medium to transfer vril into the crystal. Do the same, harvest with your body and put hands, the palm of your hands, either side of the crystal, pointing always upwards, parallel to thesis of your body. By the power of your minds transfer the free, you have stored into the crystal. You can either store first the vril in your body or either hoover, to store vril inside of a crystal and use it as a storage device, as we do with certain of our ships. Harvest with your body. You can do it two ways, by storing vril inside of your body and ding your hands either sides of the crystal and then transferring vril by the power of your mind in the crystal. Be careful, the crystal always is parallel to the axis of your body and being and always pointing upwards to where you are, in front of you. When the crystal is saturated, it will glow. It can vary slight in sunlight. The second way of doing it is not by storing vril in your body but allowing your body to be the transmitter of the flow of vril. You will create with your mind and the vortex is not within you, but within the crystal. All of this, you all have the power to do it with your mind. You passed stage 1 of intelligence and consciousness as humanoids. You have your ability activated to do this, all of you on your planet, without any exception, whatever your age and level of intelligence. You all can do this. You just need to train and practice. But first to know it. Eliza, we got the vril into the crystal, but now how do we get the vril out of the crystal? An axe. Vril will go naturally once you leave the crystal, far away from you on its own. Vril leaves the crystal and your body with time, I mean not completely, I mean the overload of vril that is not neutral to the object or being. It will go back to natural balance. If you want to keep it, you need to create a container that will contain vril. We have special containers made with a matter, which is ionized in the inner side. This matter looks like glass. It is blue, but it is not found on your planet. Although you can build devices to store vril, but these are complex devices with us. Spire with copper and another metal, that is typical to Terra. Spire and electromagnetic current of energy will hoover vril from void. You know the void doesn't exist. Void, 101, is an illusion, concept. There is no void. Everything has vril particles of metal, liquids and gases in this universe and the others. Have you understood my words? Eliza, what's the point of harvesting the vril into the crystal if we don't have the tools to utilize that vril in the crystal? What do I do with the crystal that has the vril in it? An axe. You store it into the crystal and then you power devices for energy. Eliza, so we don't use it for like personal use like for healing? An axe, you can use it for healing, you can use it to pass through the tissues. When there is a disease or a wound it means the vril doesn't go through, it means the vril is in disbalance with the body, the tissues and it needs to be revivified by it. But you need to power it either with your own wet body or either a tool, or either a receptacle in which you put. You lay down the sick individual. This receptacle looking like a sort of a bed will amplify vril to repair the wounds and the disease swill diminished after long exposure in the bod. It is looking like a bod but it is not containing an our life support gel, it is not really a bod. The vril devices for medical purpose are containers, looking like beds, that look like bods and you can regulate the right frequency, regarding to the matter you want to act upon, bones. Liquids, flesh, fat, air, anything that is composing a body. This is very specific science. We use in the Galactic Federation sections for medical science, adapted to all the different species. There is a vast and wide range of frequencies. You remember, I told you vril coupled with frequency changes the organization of the structure of any material. This is how change the structure of organized material. Such as wounds, infected tissues, tumors, broken bones, altered blood, poison, anything. We can change the structure with either these bods or either a tool. If you are very skilled and powerful at harvesting vril by yourself with your own body you can do this, but the devices amplify and know the frequency better. You can heal yourself, you can heal others. The devices are for emergencies and quick work. It requires no personal input, no personal thought. It is easier, more handy. Do you understand? Elena, you put your hands around it without touching it. It works better not touching it. An axe, use the crystal as a tool of concentrated vril. Apply it close to the wound or the disease, but not touching it, this can be burning. Work on the energy envelope, not very close, about 1 inch above. Now to heal someone we would put it on top of them, like this, 102, store and hover vertically, and then you can use it like this. The mind controls it. You have to create the flow with your mind. The crystal will not do the work. If you want it to do the work you need to visualize directing with your consciousness the flow. Visualize the result. It will go faster. You need to control the vril. Vril is not intelligent, vril has no consciousness. It is just energy. It is something not alive, although it carries life. Not alive, I mean not conscious. It will not decide. You need to decide for. It is like your electricity. It is not intelligent, you need to direct it. Vril is theism. It needs control. It goes back to universe. You need to be patient. Patience is not a quality of the Terran humanoids. You want results, but you forget that you need to work and to learn to get the results. You don't just need to know. You need to experience and work to unlock levels. May peace be in your mind. Vril is something very simple, that is all around and within you. If you are alive, it is because of vril. So be patient. Soon the science we gave you will be open and you will understand. I cannot tell you more, but one day you will know. Know first within your heart and your consciousness, because vril you have it already within. Connect to it and you will know it. Don't forget the green light with veins of gold. This is my knowledge for you. 103, the 25th of February 2021, knowledge is power. Contact with Thor Hanilisa. There is some information, misinformation, that's been put out there and I want to make sure, that we clear up any confusion regarding these misinformation. I do not want to see any channelless names, I just want to see facts. I just want to see exactly what they said and then we'll ask. I do not care, who said it. I just care about the fact itself. So we're not here to bash anybody. Elena, Elisa and I just thought about this topic tonight. Because times are more and more uncertain and confused, and people are more and more confused, and we are noticing a lot of misleading information. Thorhan, tell them that I love them, even though they are a bit scared sometimes. They are scared about what is happening on their planet. They are scared for two reasons, because of the fear imposed into the vril field of the planet and also the fear that they feel in front of the unknown. I have of course a message. Which is to stand strong in the wind. This war is not over, whatever you hear, and I am content to tell you all the answers I can provide for you to clear your misunderstanding. We liberated many outposts of an alliance on Terra, on your satellite, other places. Terra not yet clean. More dark will show. Tell them not to be desperate and sad and scared. This follows the revelation. Your revelation, when the light disintegrates, the shadow dust, I like to speak like an annex, I am just speaking about the Dark Ones, deep hidden government of Terra and the occupants. I was trying to be interesting. Eliza, there are a lot of people that say they channel other species. How can we detect or identify if some Eon is telling the truth or is trying to manipulate people? Thorhan, it is very simple. Everything that generates fear comes from the reptilian entities or those you call the Orion entities, beings, persons, species. When the message is filled with anxiety, when the message is promises, that everybody is expecting and these promises are too beautiful. There is only one very beautiful promise. It is that you Terran species will win this battle and future will be bright, happy, united in several countries in peace. This is the good news. Revelation. Anything else is imagination or manipulation. It is difficult for you to know if a person who speaks to you is transmitting a benevolent or not being. It is the message that will translate the aim and the nature of this being or group of being. When someone is transmitting a benevolent message, it is always from one single being. The manipulators are groups. I know no more. Eliza, someone said that the Galactic Federation of Worlds has a list of the people that they talk to. Is that correct? Thorhan, yes it is correct. Eliza, is there any way to know if certain people are on that list? Thorhan, never we disclose, for the safety. Eliza, there is a contact saying that he's a Tegaton, who can move from the 3rd density to the 12th density. 104, Thorhan, know that he's insane. You cannot reach the 12th density like this. You need evolution and progress through consciousness, because 12 has no avatar. Avatar stops at 9 degree of density inner universe. Tegaton is not a name, it is made from your planet. The name of the star system is not Tegata. People living there are not named Tegaton. This is Terran mythology. It was a beautiful young woman from Greek, Tegata. I know no more. Eliza, what is the most simple way that we can explain the reasons of why we come to Earth and where we're heading in the near future? Thorhan, evolution is the key. You come to Terra either to learn, either to help. Eliza, in many groups they're saying now that if people do not awaken, they will not be saved, and Thea also saying that children and animals will now move from 3D to 5D. Thorhan, now I need to tell you that this is to fear, this is to scare you. The evolution of consciousness is a natural process that concerns every living form on a specific planet. Every individual, whatever the species they belong to, evolves at its own pace. Everyone sooner or later will reach a higher level of consciousness regarding to their personal evolution. Ancient traditions and religions on your planet, I know that, have broadcasted fear to control populations. If the populations were obedient to the masters, spiritual masters, they would go to a paradise. If they wouldn't succeed to do as the masters say, they will stay behind in, they call it hell. This is the same method employed nowadays in the spiritual communities, the new ones. To get the people to follow the masters, the guides. And if they do not succeed, they have the threat that they fear to be left behind. So it binds them emotionally in fear to the masters. Animals, plants, every living thing on this planet will evolve. It is ignorance to believe that some life forms will evolve, not others, because this shift concerns the whole planet. Eliza, how would you explain, we call them angels, those beings that we see in paintings, that are like humans with wings. Who are they? Thorhan, I have explained this to you many times. There are different things. They are high spirits off your planet, looking after the higher states of spirits. But they are also misinterpretations of contacts with our species before, as I explained it already, These people were mistaken for angels, and wings signified that they could fly. But in fact it was people from other worlds, and they could fly in ships, and the population were ignorant, represented them with wings to signify that they could fly, and to signify that they were of another divine nature. We are not divine, and also we are all divine. I want to tell about the Orion Alliance. Do not trust anyone who tells you that you need to trust the Orion Alliance. Real name is Alana. These species are greys of different appearances, and they occupy your planet, especially underground, now being cast out, but still they are there, and also they are trying to get the moon back, but it is impossible. These species from what you call Orion are very skilled at manipulation. These species have manipulated humanity's consciousness since many decades. They still very intelligently manipulate key persons who have power of mind, of spirit on populations. They will get these influent people by controlling them, to make their population believe that they need to turn towards them, trust them, and obey them. There is a manipulation that goes around, that I have not me, but our services noticed. This is about the belief that the Orion species will help Terrans to shift into a higher consciousness by portals, that humans and Terra need to follow them in portals, because this is what they will try to do: free will, manipulating free will, free decision. And if you say yes, if this general belief takes roots, it will influence the free will of the Terrans. Never ever believe that you need to trust in either their 105 species of the Alliance of the Sixth Orion or the Chakor Reptilians. They are still food in undergrounds. There are many reptilian, reptiloid species very benevolent, even in the Galactic Federation of Worlds. But those on Terra are your doom. Never trust anything reptiloid non-local to a planet. This I wanted to say because I have heard it many times. Eliza, that it's freaking people out, because there are some starseeds that come from Orion, or they have been told that they're starseeds from Orion. Thorhan, Anax comes from Orion. I was speaking about the Alliance of the Six. The six grey races called Nebu. These ones represent the Orion Alliance. Oana, those who have contacted your government 1940 to 1960 on Terra, and they are those who are active under your ground and at war with us and yourselves. I was talking about this one. Rigel, Betelgeuse mainly, Bellatrix. Other star systems in Orion, Oana, many others are benevolent peaceful species. Do not think that when I say Orion, I mean everyone is bad in Orion's zone. Look on your planet Terra. There are constructive and destructive people. Do not categorize there as positive, negative, dark and light everywhere. Dark in the light, light in the dark. It is balance. What is destructive regarding to Orion is the Alliance of the Nebu, the Alliance of the six grey races. Is it clear? Eliza, Thorhan, was there a Syrian Lyran war in relation to Earth? Thorhan, not in relation to Earth. You need to develop. Is it concerning our man system or another war in this constellation that you call Lyra and Syrian? Which star, which planet? Concerning Terra there were wars, Lantal fighting against Nunaki, Ashiran, Sirius. They were at war with Eruana, a long time. There is war all the time, everywhere. It is the dynamic of evolution. If you ask me, were these people at war? Yes, war is part of the evolution. Eliza, we read and we heard from many people that we were going to see arrests and removals of trans working on the side of the dark forces of celebrities of the elites, that we were going to see the CEOs and all these people going to be arrested and removed. In the public eye we have not seen anything. Are we going to see anything that validates what we have been told? Thorhan, humans, if Anax was here, he would say focus on the work you have to do. Eliza, in a question there are two words, arrest and celebrities. I said where and annoying before, because you don't need to know these things. Focus on what you have to do. You want an answer. Yes, one day you will know what is happening now. But now this is not the problem. All of this a disturbance. It is to turn yourselves away from your work. It is distraction. They are distracting you, making you hoping to see a show outside, as you need to focus on your inside and elevate your consciousness. Regain your power, break your chains. And I will tell you this, now you have to stop trying to find answers in the mainstream media, because you will not find the right answers. The answers will be given and shown after the war. This is war. Nothing can be divulgated. You need to focus on your spiritual evolution. Do not seek outside what is to be found in your soul. So my answer is, yes Eliza, you will know one day when you will have won this war. This is all I have to say. Eliza, what is Thorhan's views on karma? Thorhan, oh yes, karma. I believe in karma. What you call karma in your old language, this is the law of evolution, also what you haven't solved as a contract that you made with yourself. You will, 106, choose to try it again in the next incarnation, because you need these things to access a higher level of consciousness. These are the tools. You choose this is karma. Eliza, is that there are some alien races that are implanting a fake software? Do we live in our hologram? Thorhan, the hologram is an illusion of perception. You perceive what they are either broadcasting to your minds. The illusion is in your head, in your perceptioner. You are living in a real world, in a real universe, but your perception is altered. You see it not as it is, you see it differently. I have a better view because I am not part of this pollution. When you come out of the orb of your planet, you are out of the influence of their machines. We have already deactivated a lot of them. There are few in the asteroid belt. We are still looking for them. Moon, satellite, all has been deactivated, found. It is done. Your satellite is yours now. Small event for me, you can't celebrate. I was seeing that the underground of your planet contains still few devices that are broadcasting this holographic illusion, which make you believe that you are slaves, weak and stupid. This is the hologram. You are not. You are extremely powerful, extremely intelligent and totally free. The illusion is that you are waiting. The answers, celebrities, arrest, these words I told you already, it are distractions. You need to focus on regaining your power and break the hologram. The only way is to break it by regaining your power, and you will see clear. This is my answer. Eliza, the other day as I was doing my taxes and I noticed how rigged the taxes are towards Theric and how the rules are so wrong for every human being, that at least lives on the United States. How do I break away from that? Thorhan, this is the system. The system needs to be broken. If you disobey the system, it will bite you. This is not the way with this system. The laws of the money and the papers need to be broken at political level. You need to be patient. What you can break is the way you see your world. This you mentioned is real and you must be patient. You are not the one to change it, but other agents in place in particular positions will do it. Just wait. Eliza. The only reason I bring that up is, just to for awareness, that yes, we can break off from the hologram, but there are things that still tie us to that hologram. So I guess it's not as easy as it sounds. Thorhan, it is not easy, girl. Eliza, there is Nazara and this is a financial future of the Earth, where all debts are forgiven. They also call it the Saint Germain Funds. You told me, you knew nothing about it. Is that still the case? Thorhan, we have foreseen how your financial currency will be. It will be different. It will still be metal, but with as well a part conceptual, abstract, numeric. I do not know the name. I have seen it. It will be a currency, more balanced for everyone, more in tune with justice, fairness, balance. This Germain I do not know. I am not in the secrets of the council, but there are facts that we basically know. I do not know the name of your future currency. All I know is that it will be metal and abstract, and it will be very fair and balanced. But you know, fairness economically is not due to currency. Currency is a currency. Fairness is due to economy. Economy is the base. The tool is currency. Currency serves economy. The economy will be based on new energy systems, which will rebalance the whole planet into a 107 more fair and balanced economy. Currency is just the outside aspect. It serves economy. Economy will be no based on energy. The old system is like this, because the new will be also like this. It doesn't mean, it will be thisum. I want to say that the new system will be working on something that is efficient since a long time on your planet and on many worlds. Energy produces sustenance, sustenance feeds economy. Economy uses currency to exist, in the outside aspect. Yes, this system works, because it is logical and basic. Do you understand? 108, the 21st of February 2021, testimony of a fighter in the storm interview with Starchild, an anonymous person. Hi everyone. I have a special guest today, who decides to remain anonymous, because this person has very important stories to tell. So this person that I met through my channel, my YouTube channel, draw my attention on one of the experiences it had. And then we had a communication by mail and we need to do this interview, because this person has a lot of things to say to the world. So we will go by your name Starchild, and you are so on the outward, you would classify yourself as a civilian light worker. You are a grid worker and an animal communicator. In the past decade you have been employed as firefighter and tree planter. And through this warrior lifestyle you said that, you came to learn and realize, that you could create weather, talk to animals and access the earth grids. And something beautiful you wrote to me is, that you have had as teachers North Pacific humpback spinner dolphins in Maui, Hawaii, grizzlies and whales in Alaska, Sasquatch, lightships and earth-based elementals and allies. And it is your intention to bring this awareness to the public. The awareness, I suppose, of our interconnection with the universe. But first I may ask you about your experience. And this particular subject we're going to talk about, you had contacts with ships. Could you tell us about this experience, please? Excellent. Hello Elena and to your guests. So let's jump right into it. Most of us in this position have had some sort of experience since childhood. And seems to be somewhere around 8. I think he heard you had experience around 9. Mine was around 8. That would be 1981. And funny enough, it was a Christmas Eve experience. And I saw a ship. I lived in the Canadian North. I saw a ship out across a vast expanse of land. And I was fascinated with UFOs and Sasquatch as a child, just obsessed with it. So here I was having experience, face to face with the ship, quite a distance away, half a kilometer. But nonetheless there was a being in through window and it was looking at me. He was looking at me. And that was my initiation to this is more than real. Something that is not discussed. Back then it was much worse than it is now, as far as discussing such things. So as a small child no one believed me, and it's just a dream, and it's not real, this kind of thing. So that was my entry point, and then that led on to experiencing the natural world. I was out in Thebush in Canada. So I was out there with my dog. I would hunt for food as a child. We were in a middle class family, but that was part of this Canadian lifestyle. So in that I mentioned the hunting, cause you start to learn from the forest at a young age in these styles of instructions, especially with the lightships and these elementals. So and it's unassuming, you just think, you're out thundering around in the bush with your dog. And these essences started to come in more and more. And that transpired into a bunch of these adventures that you mentioned in the bio. So it led me to go up to Alaska, where I was getting grizzly bear tours, and was able to sit with the grizzly bears and learn their actual language, learn at them as creatures. Maui, Hawaii, I swam underwater and shot video on tourist ships, and was able to get 3 seasons of FaceTime with whales and dolphins, which was now that there's extraterrestrials right there. They're amazing. So yeah, these experiences were sort of building me up, and then fast forward into the last decade, say from about 2007 until present moment. My contact experiences were varied over these times, You see lights in the inner sky and have telepathic dialogue. But it was always sort of half believed, not a full immersion into these very powerful conversations. So in the last decade all these ship experiences started coming in. I had become a tree planter and a firefighter, 109, and started gaining more and more of these experiences, becoming more and more real.